Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
8:24. Thanks for spending some of your morning with us. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Falcons play the Patriots this weekend on the road. Pregame with Mike and Bo kicks off at 11 on 92.9 The Game. Kickoff is 1 with Wes and Arch.
It's going to be crispy up there. It's going to be like 52 degrees, I think, is the high.
Well, and I wanted to ask you, because when you're at home, Bo, you know your routine. Do you get to the stadium earlier when you're on the road?
It depends. Not necessarily. Like, I get to the stadium, I arrive around 9:40. For a 1 o'clock kick at home, I arrive around, 9:45, the parking deck, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
I control my schedule then. Like, I'm on the team bus schedule when I'm on the road. So I go on the early bus, but not the really early bus. There's like four buses. There's like the equipment bus for a 1 o'clock game. It's like 5 a.m., something like that. I don't want to give all our times away. And then there's one, you know, because I don't know if anybody's trying to sync their clock up with the bus schedule. But then there's one that's right after that, and then there's the middle one. I'm like the middle one, and there's a late one. So I'm the second early bus. So I normally get there within 45 minutes to the pregame show kicks off. Like, I think last week or 2 weeks ago in San Francisco, I got there like just around an hour before and walked around like the field and stuff. Mm-hmm. And my goal is to always go down on the field. But I would tell you that I normally get to home games a little bit earlier. Yeah. And I leave home. They're probably about the same leaving.
Those crazy maniacs that get to the they use the last bus used to drive me nuts.
How soon do they get to...
Are you talking about players?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what time are they getting, like, relevant to the game? Like,
I don't even remember what that would be
an
like.
An hour and a half?
No, they wouldn't cut it that close.
Okay.
Maybe 2 hours.
The last bus gets there normally, it normally takes off about 15 to 20 minutes, depending on the distance from the stadium.
Yeah.
15 to 20 minutes from pregame start, which is 2 hours before.
Yeah.
So, like, I bet you that I could check it, and I would tell you there's a really good chance it's a 1 o'clock kick. I know where we're staying, which is a little ways away. So I bet you that the last bus will leave at like 10.
Okay. So I'll get there a little over 2 hours before the game.
Well, this is one that's a little bit further away, but yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's kind of
stressful,
just,
man.
I tend to agree. Actually, I was wrong. 10:15. So, but I know where we're staying, and you're getting there about 2 hours for kick.
That to me, like, you're going to start your warm-ups like at the bare minimum an hour before the game.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Whatever you need to do personally.
Yeah.
So you're talking about wrist tape, hot tub, whatever you got to do. Come on, man.
I think the three of us are all very like-minded in like wanting to get everywhere super early. The people that like to get places like on time or 5 minutes after, I don't understand you. I wish it could be a little bit more like you, but it will never happen.
Is it for anything or just like...
anything. So, like, you know, I've been saying, oh, it's raining. Be a few minutes late for work. Take your time. Yeah, right. Like, I would never.
Well,
I would never.
You can say both, Abe. You can say, take your time. Don't worry about when you get there. And you can say, also, I don't know, maybe leave early because you want to take your time and drive safely. I waver. If it's work, if I'm going to play golf, I normally want to get places, would give myself plenty of time to acclimate to whatever it is I am.
Yeah.
But if it's like, if I'm meeting, if you guys were like, hey, let's meet after the show. Let's go get lunch at like noon. I'm probably going to roll in there at 11:58. It just
should
depends.
We be offended?
Maybe a little bit. I witnessed my sister-in-law talking to Grant about Mac time, about how it's like a half hour early. She was like, I had to get used to it.
Yeah.
Because we show up early. That's just what we do.
I think mine is extremely Saban related. Like, you used to put the fear of God into people that if you weren't 20 minutes early, like, you were probably late. And it still terrifies me to this day.
Early in the relationship with me and Amy, every fight was, let's go. Like, what are we doing? And so then I said, what am I doing? So now it's when what time do we need to leave? And then Bo's head, I'm going, okay, well, let's see, it's 1 o'clock kick. I want to be there by 12. It takes 45 minutes to get there. 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I think my thing is like, that's why I said, should we feel disrespected? Because if you're going to meet somebody, I think it's disrespectful if you're late.
Yeah.
Like if somebody is actively waiting on you at dinner or whatever it is, business meeting, like if you are late, even if it's by 5 minutes, like I feel like that's a little bit disrespectful.
But
like, dude, your time's more valuable than mine. You decided to be a little bit more casual walking out the door.
But here's the deal. I give myself, I think about like the time. I don't leave to a time frame where I'm going to be late. I leave for a time frame where I'm like, if something happens, I've now built in 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that's why I say, yeah, 11:58 if we're meeting at noon, because I'm going to leave where I'm like, that gives me enough time where I'm not late, but I'm not 15 minutes early. And so I just plan it out because, I mean, no, normally I don't like getting – my pet peeve is getting places and waiting on people. So now I build in, I make it where I'm getting there right about 3 to 4 minutes. Just because I don't want to be there like 10 minutes early. Because I got to be everywhere else early. Everywhere else I go, I got to be so early.
He doesn't want to wait on people.
I wasn't going to say it,
Alex. The golf carts at Flowery Branch. We would wait on you. So, anyway.
Yeah, because I knew what time. Because you know why? You want to know why? Because I knew that if I got in there and we weren't ready to go, I'd be like, I'm glad I got here early.
Yeah.
So
I don't know, man. It stresses me out.
Look,
what was my? Oh yeah, the travel. That's right.
Yeah. So it's gonna be crisp. It's gonna be like I think 52 or 54 degrees is gonna be the high. So that means
the high is 54.
Pretty sure. I looked it up.
I didn't know that.
Foxborough, man.
That is crispy. It's been cold here this week, but not that cold.
Also, I don't know why I chose the word crispy.
Yeah, I think crisp was what I was going to go for.
You
know what, man? This is not the battle I'm going to fight today when it comes to Bo, but that's
we all
a
know
weird
what
word.
You meant. Ooh, yeah, it's all good.
Let's see. Right now, I'm looking it up. Foxborough, because that's where the stadium's at, right?
Mm-hmm. That's from last I checked.
Low 35, high 52, sunny.
Oh.
And, yeah, that means hoodie weather. That's like hoodie. Make sure you bring the beanie.
You've got your Sunday's hoodie on right now. Is that going with you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Every day is hoodie day for you, though.
It's true. But it depends. But you know what? Thank you. That's thick hoodie day. That means not thin hoodie. Not the thin hoodie, the thick hoodie. This is a thicker hoodie.
Every time I think he's going to take a shot at me, it's like a compliment. And then the reverse.
You got excited about that one.
All right.
Do you really think you want me to attack you?
No, I thought you were going to. I thought you'd be like, you know what? Way you're to call right. me out for wearing a hoodie every
no,
day.
No, you're right. I love hoodies. But there's thin, there's medium, and there's thick. This is thick.
Bo all loves right. being comfy when it's crispy outside.
That's what she said.
We do have to get to Life of Squid, but let me ask you real quick. Who needs to step up on the Falcons defense this weekend?
Whoever plays Devon Diablo's role.
Okay.
That's who I'm nominating.
Who needs to it's step easy. Up on defense? Let me say Leonard Floyd. I think that they are going to go with a lot of heavy sets. I think that you need to utilize him more in those heavy sets. I think you need to have four big bodies plus Leonard Floyd. And they have shown the ability to go heavy with two tight ends or an added lineman or whatever it is. And I think if they're watching last week's film, that's exactly what they're going to do. I'm not going to put it all on Sam Roberts or Onyemata or whoever it is. Somebody's got to step up at the perimeter defensive positions at the edge spots and go make a play.
You're so spot on. Can I expand a little bit? Edges, and Floyd has been guilty of it, but James Pierce has been guilty of it a lot, getting pinned to the inside and not keeping your outside shoulder and allowing them to pin you to the inside, and they just go right around you. Mike's I think that's kind of what Mike's saying. He's spot on. I agree 100%.
Boom, that's twice in one day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Did the Scott Hall.
I mean,
did the Scott
I'm
Hall
like,
with the double,
I'm like,
the double over the head
over
point.
Here, I'm like, I don't want to say Dylan.
Two.
Hit it.
Sweet.
But I'm just like, I'm doing all these body things, and Dylan's like, yeah, my bad. I think Dylan saw me like just shaking feverishly over here. Real quick, because we got to get to what Chris Lowe, I believe, next. Kennesaw State is bowl eligible.
Hootie hoo. Hootie
hoo. Hootie hoo. How about my Owls, baby? My boy Chaz just hit me up. He was like, how about our Owls? I'm like, of course, he was there. He's always there. But 6-2, bowl eligible.
What's
the
new head coach's name?
Jerry Mack.
Jerry Mack.
And
doing
I was
a good job.
I gotta admit, I didn't know what to think. I didn't love the hire. I didn't hate it. I didn't really know. I was kind of a half foot in, half foot out kind of thing. But I got to give them credit, man. 6-2. They're 4-0 in Conference USA.
Let's go.
So
let's go.
I mean, business is picked up for KSU football. First time eligible. They've been bowl eligible since they've made the jump up. So Brian Bohannon should get credit. Because he absolutely started this program off, but now Jerry Mack's taking him to a bowl game. So congratulations, Coach Mack, and my KSU Owls. Hoo hoo!
Gotta love a little Tuesday night football up at the bank.
Congratulations coming up. Like Bo mentioned, it is Georgia Florida week, so we've got senior college football reporter for On3 Sports, Chris Lowe, will be joining us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.